Life's better with American Family Insurance. Because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do-it-yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Well, hello and welcome to another edition of the Jay Allen Show. I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods. So how has it been for you? How have you been enjoying your last week as we are getting right here to the end of April? I mean, it's crazy on how the time has flown by so far over the last few months. I mean, if you start thinking about it, it seems like 2022 just started. But it seems like we are so much further down the road than what we were before. Anyway, so let's start talking right away in regards of some things. Recently, we've been talking about changes inside of the industry. We've been talking about taking those times away where you can actually focus on time by yourself. And we've also been having discussions about how this world of ours is changing. Now, recently, I was in a meeting, and I will tell you, they were talking about different types of safety. And something was said that has stood out to me as we go into these deeper dives of safety. It's always amazing on how we come up with our own theories of these things. And it's fine because essentially we start talking about just some odd things as safety formations. And that's not what was brought up in the meeting. I'll get to that here in a moment. But it's interesting on how we formulate some ideas from other things that we hear. And what do I mean when I say that? So we come up with an idea that came from a different concept. And we tie it into this one, and then we take another concept, and we tie it into that other one, and then we come up with our own formation of what we think the person is saying. And that always makes it pretty interesting. It makes it interesting on how we come about and around and think about these different aspects that tie into a whole bunch of different stuff. So we have our own formation of safety. Now, someone started talking about, you know, the good old safety pyramid, you know, 329 and 1. You're familiar with it. I'm pretty sure you're familiar if you've been hanging out on this show for some time. We've spoken about it a time or two. And you know that I have said it before that I was a big proponent of it. I didn't say opponent, I said proponent of it. Back in the day, you could come to one of the facilities that I was in charge of, one of the facilities that I was involved in, and that was, you know, that's what we talked about. We talked about how the pyramid worked and a lot of how the behavior-based safety systems work inside of organizations. It's an easy thing to do. And someone brought up in a meeting, as I was saying earlier, something that stood out like a sore thumb. And they said, have you ever given thought to that a person that has behavior-based safety systems inside of their organization are like helicopter parents? Now, I held back for a moment and thought about the genius that was on how that actually worked. And don't get me wrong, I know it is difficult when you hear that the first time, especially if you're still going through that methodology of safety. Now, listen, if we're going to be honest here, if you have nothing, if that's something that you're using, I'd rather you use that than use nothing at all. I mean, I'm sure you get it. But also at the same time, too, it's one of those things when you start thinking about how that methodology works. It's pretty interesting. It gives you a different perspective, and it might take that moment of time where you go, I don't know if I want to agree with this 100%, but if you really start thinking about it, you go, well, it is close. It is close to helicopter parody, that is for sure. Now, I am not 100% sure why I wanted to bring this up today, but most of the times when I have these conversations, it boils down to a couple of different things. It boils down to, I think it's something that needs to be discussed, as it does pop into my mind, or it's something that maybe some of you want to enjoy in taking a listen to. Now, I have to also share another side of an equation to you real quick. Recently, I went into a whole conversation about going back to your roots. And I will tell you, last week, as you heard the oddball recording that came off of the Safety FM Mini, because I was actually recording it inside of a hotel room, which I hate doing that because normally the sound doesn't come across very well. But I decided to go back to where everything started for me. Not where I was born, because that would be kind of weird because I don't remember really anything of that, but where I went back to where I started. I won't say that my safety concepts were started there, but it was where things started to transcend for me, where I started taking a look into some other things and wanting to have a better understanding on how some of the mechanisms of the world worked. So over the last week, I went back to Waco, Texas, which I had not been to in some time. And I won't sit back and say it was much of a safety story per se, but it was taking a look back on where I was many, many moons ago to where I am now. And listen, don't get me wrong. If you like Waco, Texas, there's nothing wrong with it. It's definitely changed quite a bit over the last few years in particular, of course, because of the amazing designs that have come out of there, especially with people like Chip and Joanna Gaines, Dustin Anderson, to name a few, as things have changed out in that general direction. Now, the interesting part was I took a moment away because I wanted to go back to the roots. I wanted to take a break for a moment in regards of what we have going on here. I mean, the station was still going, but I look at this, that we talk about it, that every once in a while we need to take a step back and just take a breather and take a look at what is going on. Listen, some people take vacation. Some people take social media breaks. Apparently that's going to be a subject of conversation pretty big now, the social media breaks for some. But from time to time, you need to take a look on where you've been, where you're at, and where you're going. And the time away was enjoyed because I was able to visit friends and family while I was there. And it was something that was needed just for me. And I know that my journey is going to be different than yours, but I was able to also look at some different concepts that I had been working on over the last few weeks in kind of a more detailed way. So I was taking a break, quote unquote, from the radio side of the house, but really focusing on some of the work that I want to move forward with. Now, don't get me wrong. I did sneak a couple of radio things here and there because that's just kind of how my brain works. But it was taking that moment away of sitting back and going, okay, this is where we've been. This is where we're going. How can we get there? Because that's the great thing about it, is when we come up with formations of things that we want to do, it's always interesting on where you pull from here and there. And then you look on how it is going to work for you. Now, when you are laying out new programs, new guidelines inside of your organization, I hope you are taking a look at what others have done previously. I hope you're taking a look at what has been successful in other organizations that you might have been in. I hope you're taking a look at things that have worked and things that haven't worked. Because I think that that sometimes becomes the weird and the oddball portion, where people don't take a look at things and go, this didn't work for others. Maybe it won't work for us. Now, the only thing that you can do is do modeling and see how those things will pan out. That's the subject of conversation that I want to bring to you this way. So if you haven't done so, it might be time to take a look back and see how things are going for you. It might be time to take a break. It might be time just to take a moment and see how your world has changed from where you were to where you are. That's what I got for you today. Anyways, thanks for hanging out. If you have not come out to the website, please do so, safetyfm.com. If you're interested in our new on-demand service that we've been doing some things in, and we've changed up some things. We've added some exercise features that people were talking about, some stretching features. That's available as well at safetyfmplus.com. So thanks for hanging out with me on this lovely Tuesday. I've been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. We'll be back with another episode of the Jay Allen Show before too long. Goodbye for now.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.